Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Goddard, Ike, looks like he is coming along very well.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we know he is a Zach Ertz clone. Doesn't get a ton of opportunities. Only got one target yesterday. He made it, caught it, made it a touchdown. So, you know, in this offense, Carson is an equal opportunist. He's going to throw the ball where it's supposed to go.
Yep.
You know, so.
He was accurate yesterday for the most part, mm-hmm. right? I mean, when he's got confidence in a throw, it's usually going where it needs to go. It's the time where he knows he shouldn't throw it, and he does it anyway. He tries to, and listen, that's going to happen. It happened with Brett Favre for his entire career, right?
Yep.
And he's going to continue to make less and less of those throws as he plays. But yesterday, I thought he for the most part, did a really good job in taking what the defense gave him. And he made a couple runs yesterday where he looked pretty nice.
Oh, yeah, that's what I love more than anything. You know, he got back to using his legs a little bit.
Agreed.
You know, sometimes he sits in that pocket and he's waiting on these guys to come open. Man, just take off. You're athletic enough. I don't want you doing it all the time. Certainly don't want you putting yourself in harm's way. And he ducked back in instead of going out of bounds one time to try to pick up a first down. And they still didn't give him the first down. It was a terrible spot. But I was happy that he took off a couple times yesterday.
Yep. All right, let's get to the phones. 888-729-9494. So 4-4. At 4-4, Ike, I think it's really easy to have the take of, you know, the game yesterday, you were positive about the game yesterday. I mean, I was mm-hmm. just kind of like, they got the win. It's a good win. But, after the Giants game, at least you saw what we saw last year, right? But what we saw yesterday wasn't what we saw last year. It was just a quality win over a team that's really not all that good. Both teams yesterday certainly have underperformed in the first half of the season compared to what the expectations were. But Eagles are a better team than the Jags. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But hey, listen, it was a struggle for both teams, and the fact that the Eagles are 4-4 after everything that's happened this year, I'm being positive going into the bye week. I have a positive feel. But where are the ands? Or the negatives out there? 888-729-9494. Let's go to Steve in West Philly. Hi, Steve.
Hey, fellas. What's going on? How y'all doing today?
What up, Steve?
Steve, how you feeling?
I'm feeling excited, my brother. Come on. You know, I'm not the one to call with the negative. I'm mm-hmm. definitely calling with positive vibes. I believe when you put positive out in the universe, positivity going to come back. So
I like that.
The thing is, with the boys, they're going to be okay. I've been saying it since game one, that the Eagles are going to face some adversities harder than last year, and they are going to repeat. Listen, they're going to win the Super Bowl.
I like
it. We're going back. We're going to take that chip again. And you know what? This year, it'll solidify all the naysayers, because people still saying, oh, y'all won on a fluke. Y'all didn't really win a Super Bowl. Teams gave it to y'all.
No, we won it.
You know. But we won it, right?
Yeah, we won it.
Well, I don't know who's going around saying the other teams gave the Super Bowl to the Eagles last year.
Yeah, they won that.
They won it. They took it for sure. Let's go to Mike in Berlin, New Jersey. Hi, Mike.
What's up, boys? How we doing, man? How's everything?
How
great show, guys. Right off the bat, I want to say that.
Thank you.
Marks, man, I got to give you some credit. If you call back, I called you a few weeks ago, man. I said the Birds would be 13-3. You had them at 500. I said you were nuts. So I'll give you credit on that, man. Right, off. That was a good part on you. But I want to say this yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, he did. I'll give him that, man. I had him. I thought we were a little better. That's okay. I will say this, though. I needed Carson to bring me back a little bit. That fourth quarter there, I needed him to I liked the game yesterday because Carson had to muster up, man. He had to play his best game. You could see it in his face. He was frustrated, you know, being attacked from every angle. There was one there. He didn't pick up the first down. It looked like his face was so red, and I loved it, man, because you got to see what he is, and he's a gamer, and we need to give him some help. But this team will go back to the playoffs, and we are going to continue on, and I'd like just to get that Patrick Peterson, man, and DeSean Jackson. That's who I want. So
I want DeSean,
too. Great show.
I appreciate it, Mike. Pat Peterson and D-Jack. Okay, that's not a lot to ask for.
Just Sean, maybe Le'Veon.
Half our draft.
Who can we get a corner? Who do you want a corner,
well,
Ike?
Pat Peterson. We're gonna get
You don't want another corner?
No. Well, you can get one of the Broncos corners. We'll take Chris
Roby.
Harris or Bradley Roby, one of those guys. We'll take one of those guys. Oh, does yesterday count as a clutch performance from Carson? Does that count as in the clutch department?
I wouldn't say that was a clutch win, though.
Damn!
Well, no, we'll add Ben. Well, Ben's he's the clutch expert.
Ben, was that clutch yesterday?
That was the third time in Carson's career he's thrown a fourth quarter touchdown in a one score game. Just the third.
Is that a yes or a no?
If by his standards, yeah.
Man, you too. Haterade.
Well, I didn't mean to say that.
I'm just saying that the score was
negative.
The score was 17-15, wasn't it?
When?
What was it? 17-12? What was the score?
It was they were up by two.
17-15, right?
They scored a touchdown to go up. They were up 17-6 and then 17-12 in
right.
the third quarter.
And then they kicked another field goal, right?
Lambeau kicked a field goal 17-15.
Right.
And then it was the Ertz touchdown.
I mean
24-15.
I mean, did we not need to score on that drive?
Let's not go overboard, Ike.
I'm just saying, did we?
I gave the young man credit. He had a good game. I'm not being negative on Carson at all.
I'm just saying.
Don't
that
start.
That was clutch. It's a fourth quarter touchdown. We needed a touchdown there. Did we not? That throw to Jordan Matthews over the middle
Tremendous.
For 36 yards?
Tremendous.
I mean, we don't get credit for that?
He did what he was supposed to do. They
Damn.
Scored 24 points. Let's not go overboard
Damn.
On it. He needs.
I guess we needed to be down. We needed to be down by two. And then he would have got credit for coming back.
Yes. No, a clutch touchdown would have been, would have been down.
Okay, what about the clutch first downs he picked up when we got the ball back? If they don't pick up first downs, then they got to get a ball back to Jackson.
He had a good game. He had a good game. He wasn't getting the ball and saying, go get it, young man. You got to win this game. That's what people are talking about. Not scored a touchdown with 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. That doesn't count. Don't be turning me into a negative Carson person, all right? I'm a Carson realist,
I'm
too.
I'm just trying to get you to give the man some props.
I'm an Eagles realist and a Carson realist.
They said he spent the whole week, and for some ungodly reason, of criticizing the Wentz wagon last week.
Well,
they spent the whole week doing it. So I just wanted to make sure on Monday, the day after, the guy has a clutch fourth quarter touchdown and picks up some clutch first downs to salt away a victory that we kind of give him his due. You and Ben, boy, I'm telling you.
Don't lump me in with that knucklehead.
Oh, yeah, it's both of y'all.
I give constructive criticism, and I call it like I see it. I'm not being overly negative on the guy. I'm just saying when you have a chance to win a game and you have the ball in your hands, the difference between being 4-4 right now and 5-3 is essentially Carson Wentz.
Oh. Okay.
You want to take?
Nope.
No, I mean, I'm serious.
Okay.
If Carson wins one of those games where he had a chance, they're 5-3. As it is, they're 4-4.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean it's going to matter when at the end of the season he needs to play like that in December. That's where I want to see it. We'll have plenty of chances to be clutch again, Ike.
Well, he's already clutch. I just wanted to see if you wanted to give him credit.
I said he had a very good
okay.
game. What do you want me to say?
That he was clutch yesterday.
No.
That's all I want you to
no.
say. That's all I want you to say. He was clutch yesterday when he needed to be. Fourth quarter, he was money.
He was good yesterday where he needed
he
to
was
be.
Money.
I mean, it's just if Carson would have played better in the first half of the season, they'd be 5-3 right now. 888-729-9494. That isn't unfair at all. 888-729-9494. If Carson would have played a little bit better in some of those games, they would be looking at 5-3, not 4-4.
It's hard for you, isn't it?
What? What's hard for me?
Game is credit.
It's not hard for me at all.
Okay.
No.
Sorry, I ain't going to push
like,
it. I ain't going to push
like
it.
Like Nick Foles after the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
credit.
You've already been kicked out the wagon, so it don't matter. I just wanted to see if you can get credit.
Oh, Nick in Collegeville has something to say.
Johnny Moore!
What's up, Nick? Where you been? I was thinking about you haven't tried to harass me recently.
I called you last week, I think.
All right. What's up?
First of all, did you guys see how upset Carson Golden Boy was when he got strip sacked from behind and got smashed and he came off the field and Dougie P went over to him and went to grab him by the shoulder pad and he just kept walking. Did you see that?
Yeah, he tried to.
Yeah, a little anger. I like that.
A little anger. So, and I was like, and that was an inflection point, I would say, because I was like, he was having a bad first quarter. Mm-hmm. Holding on too much, trying to make too much. Dougie's been saying for weeks, we just got to make simple, we just got to make the right play, the easy play. Take what's there, and early on he wasn't. So I'll say this, like, he had a really good game. His game progressed yesterday, okay? Mm-hmm. But he had the lead most of the time. Besides, I mean, he was down 3-0 initially, and then it was 6-0. But he had the lead the entire halfway through the second to the end of the game. So
thank God he should have won the game. We had the lead.
Right, but you can also acknowledge it's different when you know you have the lead and you have the ball as opposed to when you know you're down and if you don't succeed, you lose.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah. All right. Say it was tied. It was tied, and they have the ball with 2.5 minutes, and there's a key third down, and you know if I don't get this first down, I turn the ball over, and they might come down and kick a field goal and kill the clock, and then we lose the game, say 20-23. So there's a complete difference between having the lead and not needing to do anything except for securing the ball, which we almost didn't do. Thank God for that instant replay that went our way again with that fumble. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you two are talking about. That was clutch. That was clutch for me.
But Ike had the lead the entire game.
That's great.
Different definition. Yeah. I'm not going to be great. Mike Florio and Google clutch. Actually, you know what? I'm going to Google clutch. Go ahead and
I'm just saying. That's great we had the lead.
I'm going to harass you. He said, it's a good time to buy in. Am I watching CNBC? This is a stock channel? Like, we're Eagle fans. We've been there. We might not have to call it and been bought in 100%, but the stocks are already in their back pocket. We've had it since birth. So what are you talking about? We good time to buy in. Buy in low. This is a Google like 1982.
Well, I was kind of thinking about beat it, Nick. I was kind of like, if you look at the odds, not a lot of people expect the Eagles to be the team that's going to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. The Redskins are a favorite to win the NFC East right now. So if I was a betting man, which I haven't been, but I'm glad I haven't been, by the way, with my picks.
Yeah, you had another tough week.
Another one, man. Another one. And that's why I'm confused, because he was calling me, Ben was calling me, what did you call me today, Ben? You called me Nostradamus?
Here, Nostradamus. You don't take enough credit for this. You predicted exactly what happened with the Eagles, down to every detail.
Not every detail. He said 4-4.
He said 4-4. He said they would start slowly, and he said specifically, I'm just going back, he said they would be lucky to be 4-4, and honestly, based on what's happened, they're pretty lucky to be 4-4. They don't get that sup against the Falcons.
I don't know if I would say they're lucky to be 4-4 because they gave away two games.
I kind of nailed the first half. You know, I'm not trying to brag or anything, Ike.
Well,
not my style.
That's what.
And Nostradamus.
What? It doesn't work, Ben.
This is my theme.
When you make he does make picks every week. You do realize that, right?
Yeah. You
do realize he's 12 games under 500 in his picks every week. Right?
I'm not sure what you were doing having the Giants as a lock this week.
Oh, okay.
The line was telling me, Ben. You're not being fair now, Ike.
What did I say?
You're ripping me for being 12 games under 500, which is pretty tough to do.
Well, he can't call you Nostradamus when, I mean.
He's looking at the long view, though. I can't mess around with minor details of games. I was talking about the season.
I said you nailed the Eagles 4-4.
Right.
You did.
All right.
You did.
I'm more of
that
the.
That was one of your predictions. You gave several of them.
Well, were some other ones.
Yeah,
that's not fair.
No, this is good for the show.
Well, I said 6-2 in the second half too, 10-6 finish.
So we need that. Yeah,
so I'm sticking with my prediction. 6-2, get hot in the second half. It's one of the reasons why I feel positive about the Eagles right now.
You should.
As long as Carson plays a little bit better in the second half, I feel like they can do it, Ike.
I don't worry about number 11.
All right, well, Fostradamus out. Fostradamus out.
Fostradamus.
Fostra Nostra Nostradamus. When I worked with Glenn Foley, pride of Cherry Hill, former Jet, BC, Seahawk, in radio, I used to call him Fostradamus, and then he would make his picks and always lose. And actually, no, he did pretty well in the picks. So, yeah, I'm Nostradamus. Except I'm 10-22 on the season. let's go to Mike in Bucks County. What's up, Michael?
How you doing, guys? First time caller. How you doing today?
How are you?
What up, Mike?
What's up, brother?
I'm good. Hey, I gotta tell you guys, I agree 1,000% with Ike on Carson Wentz. John, are you watching the same guy that I'm watching every week?
Mm-mm. I don't understand what I said.
He's not.
He's a phenomenal player.
Yeah,
this guy's
he's
out here. This guy's out here 9-10 months removed from an ACL, an MCL. He's getting sacked 4 to 5 times a game, minimum.
Yeah.
And he's making play after play. The guy's unbelievable.
He's had a good game. He was fun to watch, man. He's been great coming back from the injury. I agree. Yes. Overall, it's been positive. Yes.
I mean, the Eagles should be 6-2 right now. Totally agree with Ike again on that point. They should be 6-2. They gave two of those games away.
Yeah, this isn't a 6-2 team right now. Right, not the way they played.
Well, they've been in every game.
Yeah.
They've been in every game, and they gave away two games with 17-point leads.
All right.
I just had to put my 2 cents in, guys, because this kid's out there, and this kid is tough. He's smart. I mean, he's out there running around, like I said, on, like, you know, barely. He's got a brace on. Like, the kid's unbelievable.
Wentz has had a good, he's been tremendous coming back from the injury, and he played well yesterday. And if he can play a little bit better in the second half, or he can play better in the second half of the season.
He will play better in the second half.
And I agree with you.
He will.
I agree with you.
He's only played, what, 6 games?
Yes, and he's done well. He has. He's had a good season. All right? 888-729-9494. Now, if he would have finished one of those 2 games we were talking about, the Eagles could be 5-3 right now.
Or if the defense had done their job, then we could be 5-3 or 6-2.
888-729-9494. 17 points the 1 week. That's not going to win you.
Mm-hmm.
Games, you know.
We're about 23, 26.
888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. We'll discuss on the other side.
That's enough to win, right?
Yep. Yeah, you look good. Carson had a good day yesterday.
Against Marcus Mariota, I mean, you let him throw for 370 yards. Carson doesn't play safety. Doesn't play linebacker. He doesn't play corner.
It's been a positive return for Carson, without a doubt. Good return. 888-729-9494. I love the kid.
I'm just saying.
Carson Wentz. we're back. No one's gonna criticize. Everybody loves him. Right? Look good yesterday.
I'm coming off last week. What do you mean nobody's gonna criticize him?
That's
all I heard all week.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.